Alıp.
Dann der Rabbanan. Meister der Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike. Rabbi Lozor ben Chisma. Shaholcho v'hakbol pnei Rabbi Yeshua betkien. Was Yontev Rashi says, l'hakbol ponav Yontev hoyo, shechayb odom l'chabe des Rabboi, b'hakbol as ponim, kedem rinem v'meseches Rosh Hashone, b'dua at eileches, eilav hayem l'chaydish v'loi Shabbos. So they went to be mekabel ponim to Rabbi Yeshua. Amar lehem machidish hoya beveis hamedrash. What was the chidish in the beis hamedrash? Hayim. Amruloi, so they should relate to him what was nischadish in the beis hamedrash. Amruloi, so they told him, Tamidecha onu, we're your tamidim, umeimecha onu shoysim. Rashi says, "We don't have to tell you anything. We want to hear from you." Omer lehem afal pikein yefshe lebeis hamedrash b'loy chiddush. Some of there was a chiddush in the beis hamedrash. Now would like to hear the chiddush. Shabbos shalmi ha'isa, who darshan the Shabbos. Shabbos shal Rabbi Loza ben Azariah ha'isa. So they told him it was the Shabbos of Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. That means the Gemara in Masechtas Brachos relates that it was at Kufa that they were Mesalik Rabban Gamliel from the Nasiyas. They made Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Nasi. And then, because Rabban Gamliel was Al Kaponim, was not married Bekovit to Rabbi Yeshua, then later Rabban Gamliel was Matthias Rabbi Yeshua and he was brought back. So they made that three Shabbos in Rabban Gamliel v'darshan and one Shabbos Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'darshan. So he asked, Rabbi Yeshua asked, Shabbos shel mi ha'isa. Who darshan the Shabbos in the Beis HaMedrash? Ubame ha'isa ha'goda ha'yoyim. And what was the ha'goda? No, so they asked Shabbos mi ha'isa, Shabbos Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ha'isa. The answer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshan. Ubemeh ha'isa ha'goda ha'yoyim. In what was the meduber, what was spoken about? Omru lo'i beparshas hakel. He was speaking about parshas hakel. Umado rashbo. In what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshan? He darshaned as follows. Hakel esha'om ha'anoshim v'anoshim v'atap. So he asked the kasha. Im anoshim boim lumoit, noshim bois lishmoya, taf lomer boim. But why are the taf coming? To they litain schol lemeviyayim. To bring schol lemeviyayim. That's what he does. Oma lehem malgolis toiva hoiso biyetchem uvikashtem laabdo mimenu. You heard such a beautiful malgolis. You didn't want to tell it to me. There's different pshatim. What is pshat in this drosha? With the posh of the pshat, taf lama boim. They don't understand. They're not listening. They're perhaps running around. So what is accomplished by them coming? They lit in Schalim of Yayim. So the Ian Yaakov says, but even though they don't have anything, but there's a Rivam Hadras Melech. There's a Rizika Ilam, and some Amela, so there's an Indian to bring them, lit in Schalim of Yayim. And Al Kaponim, the Meviyam, are Mishtatif, they're creating a Rivam. Others say Pshat, the Nachlas Yaakov from the Nesivis, the Roshes from the Maramins, that the Kasha was a different Kasha. The Kasha was, if the Anoshim and Noshim are coming, so automatically the Taf will also have to come. Who's going to watch the Taf? So why does the Pasuk have to tell us that they should bring the Taf? Well, the taf will come side by side. I mean, there's no place where they didn't have any babysitters to watch all the taf.
So kochach the tafel come along. So the kedelite in schala meviyeyem, that the Torah said that they should bring the taf, that they should be a mitzvah voice, like this, or they'll bring the taf because of practical purposes, they won't have schala. Because that's where the Torah made it a mitzvah, lite in schala meviyeyem, even though without the mitzvah they would also be brought. The Ben Yoyodo wants to say an interesting pshat. He says, Noshim kam lilmait. Noshim boys lishmoya. For it seems not lilmait. He says, if they understand what is being said, it's also lilmait. So, lechayre lishmoya means they don't understand. But they're listening, not understanding. So, what do they hear from coming? What do they hear from coming if they don't understand what is being said? So the Ben Yehuda says, but if they're listening to Divrei Torah, even if they don't understand what is being said, but it makes a roshim in their neshama. And what do they gain from this? So it brings a very interesting Zeir HaKodesh. But the Zohar HaKodesh says that in Olam Haba there's yeshivas for women. They learn Torah there, the Isaac the Torah. And he explains how do they have a kesher to Torah if they heard the Chayeyim Divrei Torah, so it makes a roishim and then a shame. And they may become a kusher to Torah in Olam Haba, they learn Torah. So the union of Shmiya is also an accomplishment. But Tavlam Aboyim, they're not listening either. The small children, they're looking around, they're running around, they're not paying any attention. So that was the kasha. Vobilishmoya would be something, but they're not even doing this. That's what he wants to say, Pshat in the Gemara. But if one hears Divrei Torah, that's a gewaltig Zach. So the Ben Yehuda and also the Ein Elio says something similar to this, that the Mishnah says in Sechtes Ovis, and Rabbi Yeshua Ashra Yeladetoy, that his mother was a very glitlicha mother, because she used to bring Rabbi Yeshua when he was a baby to the Beis Medrash, that he should hear Divrei Torah. So Fakert, he said, you told me I'm Erdike Magolis, not from the Taf. Fakert, from the Noshim. The Taf Bechlala are not paying attention. They're not showing him also, but when he was a baby and he wasn't the Beis HaMedrash, he wasn't doing anything else but Kumbasei, so the Divrei Torah became embedded in him. So Fakert, you told me that there's an union of Shmiyas Divrei Torah without a Havona of Divrei Torah. That's the Gewaldike Magolis. The Chassam Sofer wants to say a very interesting pshat. Some Sofer wants to say that the kasha was goran under a kasha. It says, "La'osid lovei, v'le'yumedu oi ish esrei'eyu, leimer du es Hashem, ki kulam yeidu oisi le'miktanam ba'ad gedoylam." A posik in Yirmiyah. But la'osid lovei, umola oretz be'yo. So, everyone will know, Kulam Yeidu Oisi, the Miktanam Va'agdoilam. There will not be a barrier of Katnus. Miktanam Va'agdoilam, they'll also know the Yeidu Oisi. So, he says we have to understand this Maimed of Hakel was a Mirdike Maimed. He says the Maimed was after a year of Shviyas. No one was working the whole year. The whole year, they were all learning in the Beis Medrash. Then there came Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Yom Tov Sukkos, the first day Yom Tov Sukkos, Rabbi Yoshua B'Tzur the Nusi says, Klal Yisrael and Amira de Kamadrege. When there was a sif of Gans Klal Yisrael, they came in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Melech, Darshant, he says, the matzev should have been mechayiv, but it should be just like Lost Lovey. But there shouldn't be an Indian of Taf. A tafel would seem that loyodu. Taflumot, why is there an Indian of taf? The matzav should have made that it should be kikulam yedu oisilim iktanam vadgoylam. And that was the kash. Why is there an Indian of taf that they go away and they're still taf? So the Gemara answers, he says, if they go away, they be kulam yedus Hashem, so what's chal with the parents have? They have nothing what to do with the children anymore. They come away g'dayle Yisrael, and just like the ubrim, b'shaskri yishams, were able to say zekeli vanveyu, so they would come away, so they have nothing what to do with the children anymore. Litin schalim v'yayim, that later they should have to be able to teach with them. So that's why the matziv did not make that the katnus should not be a sibah of yedu es Hashem. That's how the Chasam Sofer learns pshat in the Gemara. Noshim lishmoya, let us see Tosfos. Amar b'Yerushalmi d'loy keben azay, d'om achayev odom l'lamig l'bitay teire. So there's an inyan of limud ha-teire by Noshim also. So this is not like ben azay. Felitin schala m'viyayem, v'azeh samchu l'hovi k'tanim b'beis ha-knesses. This would very well be like the, perhaps like the pshat of the Iyun Yaakov of Reivam Hadras Melech, so there's an need to bring Tana to Beis HaKnesses, even though they don't get anything from the Beis HaKnesses. Roi Dorash, in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said a second Rosh, Es Hashem Hemarto Hayoim, V'Hashem Hemilcha Hayoim. So Rashi says, Hemarto Shibachto, that you praise the Rabbeinu Shalom, which means yishtapchu, they praise themselves, shedarkon tzlocho, tzolcho, they see that they're matzliach. So, Klal Yisrael praises the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, v'Hashem hemilcha yoyim, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam praises Klal Yisrael. Omar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Yisrael, atem asisuni chativa achas bo'ilo. What does chativa achas mean? Shvach echot, shvach meyuchit. It's a meyuchit it's a shvach. The Klal Yisrael gives to the Rabbeinu Shalom, loymar, ein kamoicho. There's no one like the Rabbeinu Shalom, makach becharnucha lalaka. That is the shvach that Klal Yisrael gives to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Receive Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echot. And the S.A.S.chem Chativa Achas Boilom. So also make you a Shvach Meyuchid on Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is an Am Meyuchid. There's no Am like Klal Yisrael. Shenema Omika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echot Boretz. Ba'afu posach v'dora sharashi lens pshat ba'afu. Another droshin, this is not the pashas of what seems going on Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi says it's going on Beloza ben Azariah. And Beloza ben Azariah said another droshin. Posach v'dora divrei chachomim kador voinois, the divrei chachomim are kador voinois v'chimas marois netuim. Bala yasupois nitnu meroye echot. It's a posik in Kehelet. Lama nimshalu divrei teure le darbon. Loimeloch ma darbon ze mechavina sapore le tlomer lohitzi chayim lohilom. Ab divrei teure mechavnim es loideyem midarkei mise le darkei chayim. We started off by Divrei Chachomim, others say Pshat, that we're speaking about the Siyogim L'Toyre that the Chachomim make. And that is the Darvon, that just like the Darvon was like a type of a nail that was at the end of a stick, and they used to prod the Poron, that it should go on the right Derech. So these are the siyogim what Chazal make, just like over there. Through this prodding, so tfu is able to grow correctly, and it's maybe chayim lo ilom. is this is also mechavne meslem deim idalkei misol idalkei chayim. These are the siyogim. V'tlomeho shureis hamane. These are the furrows that the Torah makes b'shas chalisha. Im adalvon ze metalto. Adalvon is a double metalto. Avdivrei teire metaltolim. It's not a double kavua. The Ben Yoda wants to say that by all of the chochmes, it changes from generation to generation. That in which in the previous generation was accepted as that's the truth and that's the absolute truth and that's how it should be. The next generation, becholik on what the previous generation held, and they hold different cheshbonos. So that's called its metalto. See, ma darvon ze metaltol av divrei teire metaltolim. Tamad loima mismoris. No, divrei teire are like nails that are banged in. Ima mismo ze chosor velo yeser. If you'll say it's like a mismo is machasor though. A mismo take, the nail that is banged into a mokem is kavua. Not metalful, but this kviyas comes about through a chesoren, your machaser and the wood you bang into. It doesn't bring more, it's machaser. Af divrei teire chaserim v'lo yaserim. Tamad loy me netuyim. This mismar is like a netiyah. Ma netiyah zu poro v'rovo, af divrei teire porin v'rovim. It's keseder chidushim. There's no chesoron in it. It's poro v'rove. Balei asupois elu talmidei chachomim sheyoshvin asupois va'iskim b'teira. Some of that is the mokim, or it is poro v'rove, where you have a ribuy of talmidei chachomim together, and then you have different opinions. Halolu metamin v'alolu metarin. Halolu oisrin v'alolu matirin. Alolo Paislin, Alolo Marshirin. Shema Yemer Odom, Echani Lomet Teire Meata. So how could I learn Teire if there's contradictory opinions? It's very Tumudic. Talmud Loimel, so therefore, Shleim HaMelech says further in Kehelet, Nitnu Meiroya Echot. That all these days were Nitnu Meiroya Echot. Kulam, Kel echad nosnon, parnes echad amorim, vibnei odin kol amaisim borchu, dechsi vayedaber lekim, eskol advorim eile. That means that the Ritva explains that what the Gemara says in an old, suvizu divrei lekim chayim, that there are different svoris in Torah. There's a svore letayer, there's a svore letame, and each one is a svore amiti, and each one is divrei teire. La halochet, there's a din hachro, how to be noyig in teire. La maise, what to do. But if you have tamide chachomim alolu metarim, balolu metamim, and each one is machavim l'shem shamayim, so each one is divrei teire. This is divrei teire. Kulam nitnu meirayin echad keil echad nosnam parnas echad amorim fakert. This is all divrei teire. V'dabal akim es kol advorim eile. Everything is divrei teire. Is therefore, if all these svaris are divrei teire that one hears by the balei asupis, if avato aseos necho ka'apar cheses, so one should make his ears like a millhopper. This is a keli that they used to go and pour in the chitim. It had a large opening, was similar to a funnel, and they used to pour in the chitim until it went into the rechayim. So you should be mekabel everything. Uknei lecha meivin lishmoya as divrei metamim. As divrei oisrin bez divrei matirim, es divrei poislam, bez divrei machshir. And then you should be machia. You should be machia, istis, how to do lamais. Let us see what Rashi says. Poislin umachshirin, shayech loima, linyim psuleides, upsul kohune. Kulon, it's like a siddham of land Rashi's words. Kulon kelech adamram, ein lecha mibnei amachloikis, mevi rayim miteres alaka acher. No one will bring a raya from another everything is brought from a raya from the Torah. Parnes echad amoron, ein locha mevi raya medivrei novi abolach leko Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything is what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean. Asay az necho ke afachestes, mei ache shekulon libon lo shamayim. So Memela, whatever they're saying, it's Zuvizu Dibrei Elokim Chayim. Is Asei Oznecho Sheimas, Ulamoik Vida Dibrei Kulam. So be Mekabel all the Dvorim. Sheteida Lahavchin Eze Yikosher Kva Haloche Kamoisa. Then you should be Kavei Haloche according to the way you understand which one is the correct one. Or which one is more mistabe? Afacheses sh'alo rechayim. Perhaps it's very good, the dimyan to afacheses sh'alo rechayim. The goyin says pshat that in the Mishneh, im ein kemach, ein teire, im ein teire, ein kemach. So the goyin says that Teire is Yediyas HaTeire. And Kemach is when one grinds, when it says by Rabbi Kive, Hoya Oiker Horem Betoichenon Zu Bazu Besvoro. That means he took it apart and he analyzed it. That's called Trine. That is called Trine. Then you take away the Pseilis and you get the Kemach. Al Koponim, so the Goyin says, im ein kemach ein teire, if a person will only learn im ein kemach, if a person is not teuchen it, does not take it apart, does not analyze it, is ein teire. So tamazay learning the teire without analyzing it, so ein teire, im ein teire ein kemach. But if a person does not have yediyas ha teire, so he doesn't have what to be teuchen. So one has to have a tremendous amount of yediyas, that's teir, and then one has to analyze and be teichen to take apart what he learned. So it's very good, the moshul of afacheses, the base kibble is mekabel everything, but then it has to be, and then it's whittled down to a small mokim where it is ground. Ma mismar zek shen noyetzim oisoy bekoisel humachasoy. A mismar, its kviyas comes about to a chesorim. Yochel avzekein, Talmud loima, netuyim, kinetiyo shedalko lifrois velirbois. It's a netiyo that brings priyavariva, does not bring chesorim. Let us see the taptoisvis. Umika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'oretz. Amrinem b'medrish. Shloisha meidim ze al ze. They are three that are made one on the other. Yisroel v'shabes v'akodesh Baruch Hu. Yisroel v'akodesh Baruch Hu meidim ala Shabbos shu yoyim menuche. Yisroel v'shabes ala kodesh Baruch Hu shu echot. Akodesh Baruch Hu v'shabes al Yisroel shehem yechidim ba'umeis. Because the Shabbos is an ois. Because the Samchina loima ato echod b'minche b'Shabbos. Afo pishenei daber me'inyone de yoime de Shabbos. How does that come into by Shabbos b'minche? K'may tvilas alvis b'shachis. Na al koponim, it's because it's this is me'inyone de Shabbos. The Shabbos and the Baruch Shalom are made on the achdus of Klal Yisrael. Ato echod b'shimcha echod. Ik amcha Yisrael goyechet bo. Amar lehem. So after he heard all these drushes, he told them, Ein der Yosem, Shrabalozo ben Azaye Shori Besoichai. Rabbi Yeshua told them he was despoiled from what was said over from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so there's not a Der Yosem. The Ben Yehuda wants to say that when one gives a drosha, there's always a problem. He says the problem is, he says, you are addressing two types of people. There are Tamidei Chachamim, and there are people who are not such Tamidei Chachamim. So now the shaila is, what will be addressed? What are you going to tell them? If you're going to tell them dvorim pshutim, so the hamoin am will enjoy what is being told. They never knew this before. But the Tamidei Chachamim will get very bored. I mean, so there's nothing but to hear. If you tell them dvorim amukim, so the hamoin am is, it's like you're speaking a strange language. They don't know what you're talking about. He heard from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's drosha that ain't der yosem. That means whoever left the drosha, one could get from the drosha. That means that it seems like he said dvorim pshutim, and the hamoin am had zicher something what to get from the drosha. But Rabbi Yeshua himself heard the gewaldike amkes in this drosha. So he says this. So the male, so when one goes away from the drosha, ain't der yosem. Whoever goes there gets something. Everyone can attribute that Ovi, Ovi Rechem Yisrael, Ovi Zurebi. So everyone could see in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that he was a Rebbe to them. Everyone can learn from what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah dashed. V'leim rulei behedya. So the Gemara asks, there was a modern conversation between them. Till they started telling him what was said in the Beis Medrash, he asked them, Achidishai Beis Medrash, they told him, Amulei Tamidechonu, he had to prod them, Afal Pikein, yes, them, Achidishai Beis Medrash, let them tell him right away. So the Gemara answers, Mishumai Se Shahoya. Because there was a psamaise that Take, someone did say behedya, they answered right away the question, the way it was asked, and it wasn't the right thing to do. Pesanya, there was a maise, Berab Yosi, Ben Domaske, Shaholach, Lahagbol, Pnei, Rabbi Elazar Belut. Rabbi Elazar Belut, I think they've been there with a yud. Oma Aloi, Machidish, Hoyo, Bebeis HaMedrash Hayay. What was Nishadish in the Beis Medrash? No, they asked what was Nishadish. Oma Aloi, Nimnu, Begomru. They said, they came to a minion, that Amen, Umoyov, Maasrin, Maiser, Oni, Bishviz. That Amen, Umoyov, is Maasa, Maiser, Oni, Bishviz. That means that, number one, in Amin and Moyo, we'll see exactly what this is in Rashi and Tosfos, there was no Kedusha Shvi'is. So they were permitted to be Zoreya in Shvi'is, number one. And number two, the Chachomim made a takone, that even though that the, if one would go up Picheshbin, and you are Mafrish Matonis, so it should be Maisa Apicheshbin, it should be Maisa Rishna, Maisa Sheini, because the 6th year was Maisa Oni. But Chazal made a takonim, that they give Maisa Oni Shvius. That means, Beikadin Shvius, there's no Maisas whatsoever, everything is Hefka, but they made a takonim in Amin and Moyev, which is no Kedusha Shvius, but they should be Mafresh Maisa Oni. That was what was Nishadish, in the Beis HaMedrash. Omar Loi, Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Yosi, Pshoit Yodecho Vekabel Einecho. Should spread out your hands, and you should be Mekabel Einecho, Poshat Yodov Vekibel Einot. The Ben Yehuda wants to say two Pshotim in this Gemara. He says, the first Pshat is that he spread out his hands and his eyes fell out. They were nekar mim kaimo v'kabalei necho. The Rebbe told him to do it. He did it and it happened. So he became blind. A second pshat is that the kabel einecha kovel is a loshen chashchus. So Memeli told him, spread out your hands over your eyes, and your eyes will lose their sight. The oireinayim will become bottle. So he spread his hands over his eyes, and they became choshuch. Al koponim, whatever pshat was, he became blind. We'll see later what happened over here. The Bocha Rabbi Loza, now Rabbi Loza started crying, and he was nispoil mistoma from the minion that was nischadish in the base Hamedrash. For Omar Soida Hashem Lireyov Ubrisoy Laduam. Raidiyam. He said that Fakir that they were Machaven, the Beis HaMedrash and Machaven to this Aloche, that Amin and Moyev should be Mafrish Maiseroni, it's a Bechina of Seyed Hashem Lireyev. That they were Zeichet to be Machaven Seyed Hashem Lireyev. Omar Loi, and he continued speaking to Rabbi Yossi, and he told them, Leich Amoylehem, Al Tachushu Leminyanchem, don't be afraid that your minion, there was Nimnu Vegambu, don't be afraid that your minion was not Mechaven Lamite Shal Teire. Nokach Mekublani Merabin Yochanan Ben Zakai, I have a Kabbalah of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakai, Sheshoma Meraboy, Veraboy Meraboy, Hilchas Lamoisha Misinai, so here it says on the side, Kloima Dovul Borul Kaloch Lamoisha Misin, this is Atakonas Chachomim, but it's clear that this has to be like this. Amein Amoyav Maasrin Maiser Oni Bishviz. But that's true, you were Machaven Lamite Shal Teire. We will see, they were unaware of this, that from the Anshik Nesak Dilari, there was such a loche that Amen Amoy Masran Bishviz. They were Nimnu Vegomru, they were Mesakin this Takon on their own accord. So he says, no, you were Machaven Nesis, he had a Kabbalah of Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai further, that it is that way. She machaven tzaydes shem l'reyev, machaven l'amite shel toyev. Ma'atam, now what is the reason? Harbe krochim kovshu oylei mitzrayim, b'lei kovshu oylei bov. That by the oylei mitzrayim, there were many mekoymes that the oylei mitzrayim were koyvish. And it had they received Kedushas Yisrael through the kibush, v'leikov shem oylei bobo. But this by when Ezra went up, they were not koivish these mekaymis, they didn't conquer these mekaymis. Mipnei, why would they koivish them? Nei shekedusha rishoyin ekitcha l'shata v'leikitcha l'osid lobe. The kedusha of Yeshua was only a kedusha l'shaita. But later, when they went in Golis, that Kedusha became bottle. So Memele, so the Kedusha Yeshua became bottle. Vehinichum. And when the Oile Bovel came, they were not Koivish Mekoimis in Eretz Yisrael Bekavonim. Kedei Sheyismachu Aleyem Aniyim Bishvitz. But in Eretz Yisrael, there should be Krochim, there should be cities that do not have Kedusha Shviyas, do not have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, in order that they should be Zereya in these Mekoymes, and the Aniyim will have Maiseroni. So Memele, so they were Machaven Lamite Shal Teire. Tone, La'achash and Yisyashva Daitoi, Oma Yirotzen Sheyarzu Eini Yoisilim Kaimon Vechosu. That means basically before he had Agmas Nefesh, but after was Nishashiv Daitos, he was Mispalo that he should get back the Riyah. Now let us see in Rashi exactly what happened. So Rashi says, Nimnu Vilemrule Behedye Miyat, the Gemara before, why didn't they tell Rabbi Yeshua right away? Lama huskeku loimar talmidechonu, we are talmidim, we want to hear what you have to say. Why didn't they tell him right away? Nimnu vegamru, vehiskinu she Yisrael adorim be'eva hayardem,
Ameshe kovshu meisichin vooig eretz amin umoyo. So Rashi learns pshat. That Eivera Yarden, what Moshe Rabbeinu was Kovish, that belonged to Sichin Voig, and Amin Umoyo was Tiro Besichin Voig. That means that Eretz Sichin had captured Mekoimes from Amin Umoyo, and that now became Eretz Sichin, and they were Kovish these Mekoimes. Is ma'asrim achshav ma'aser oni b'shvitz. So now they ma'aser oni b'shvitz shein oyuzerim b'shvitz. Kedamrino lekamon shalei kitshua oylei goyle kikdushes haoretz. Because the oylei goyle, when they went again, they weren't mekadesh these mekaymes. So these mekaymes of Eivar HaYardim don't have kedushes haoretz Yisrael. So Memele, so there's no Dine Shviyiz, so there's Zeraya. So Memele, they were Mesak and Al Kaponim that they should be Mafresh Maiseron. Pshoit Yodecho Vekabal Einecho. Uksho Ba'enov Shenoson Atora Lo'isei Doirish. That he gave the crown, that means it seems he was Miyaches. The Haloche. To that doyrish, v'loy mimois anshei knesses agdoyla oiso takonezu. The Ben Yehuda wants to explain what is pshat over here. What did they do wrong? Number one. And number two, he asks if they did anything wrong. They said something wrong. It seems that they... So why were they nenash with the eyes, that they became blind, so it should have been an oinish, amidik and neged midish, should have been an oinish with the peh. So he says as follows, Rabbi Lezer was the Gadol Hador. Rabbi Lezer had a Messire from Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, etc. Now he says, if Rabbi Lezer would have been in the Beis Medrash, when they started clearing the Shailim, is Amin Umoyev Ma'asrin, Bishvi is not Ma'asrin, before they would start thinking what the din should be, they would first be mevare from Rabbi Lezer. Does he have a Messire? I mean, before we start thinking on our own accord, let's start thinking from their Messire from the previous Doiris. No, Lemaise Rabbi Lezer was not in the base medals. They were not aware of a Messire. So Memele, so they came to their own conclusion. They were mechaven takelamite shal teire that amen amoyev ma'asren peshviz. But when Rabbi Yossi came to Rabbi Lezer, so he was fortunate to have Rabbi Lezer in front of him. So when he asked him what was being spoken about in the Beis Medrash, so he should have first asked Rabbi Lezer HaGadol, not tell them the conclusion they came to, because their conclusion was only they were unaware of what Rabbi Lezer knows about this. So he should have first asked, he should have said them, Geretwegen, they spoke about Amen Amoyev, and do you have a Messiah? It seems he wasn't Machshiv Rabbi Lezer to ask him. So no son lama matore is that means what they decided, that's it. I mean, there's no other way to figure out halachas. He wasn't goyres Rabbi Lezer and the gadlus of Rabbi Lezer and the Messire which Rabbi Lezer brought with him. It seems that the einayim of a Talmud should always be machshiv and look up to the Rebbe. So the pgam was in the einayim. So Memele, that's why he told them, pshayt yodecho vekabal einecho. That's what the Ben Yehuda says. Al tochushu leminyanchem, al yehilechem shum chshash vegimgum, whatever the conclusion you came to, you were mesachin shehiskamtem la'aloch, you were mechaven la'amitoy, כך מקובלני, שקדושה רישיינה שקידש ישוע לשייטוי, לקידש לא עשיד לווי, אבל קדושה שנייה נזכת של יוילום. כדסניה ביבומץ, קדושה רישיינה שנייה יש להם, שלישס אין להם. I mean, the third time it will be not necessary to be Mekadosh because the Kedusha Shniya was Mekadosh Leil. Lefichach. Bishar Eretz Yisrael Ein Zriya Bishviyas. There's no Zriya. Because they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael B'Kedusha Shniya. Avolam in Omoyo Inichu Milekadosho. They weren't Mekadosh Amin Omoyo V'Doile Goyle. Why? Kedei shismuchu aleim aniyim b'shviyis b'leket shikrapei b'maiseroni. Lekach tiknu lehem, that's the whole reason they weren't mekadish. Lekach tiknu lehem shiu maiserin maiseroni. So therefore, if they were a mishaya, these mekoymes, it should not have kedushas eretz Yisrael, in order that the aniyim should be able to derive benefit from what they are zerei, lekach tiknu lehem shiu maiserin maiseroni. וברשוס חכמים או ילהטל עליהם איזה מייסה שירצו, וישאין הם חיוב מן הטבע, כסת לא חיוב בכלל מן הטבע, since it doesn't have קדושס אורץ. That is הרשי לנס פשט in the Gemara. Let us see תייסוויץ. אמן ומויב מעשרי מייסרוני בשוויץ. So תייסוויץ says לפי סדר השונים, if we would go like the חשבן of the years, Hoyer lem lahafrish maiser sheni, shu shona rishone, it's the first year of the new cycle. U maiser oni noyeg bishishis, v'loi motzinu maiser oni shtei shonim retzufe. So, if they would go with a cheshbon, al tik, al takone tik, no bo kadei she yismuchu aleyem aniyim bishviz, that the aniyim should rely on the, on amen emoyev, But they knew that fellow to Megdoyle on the Sakin. That there was no need to be Mesakin to Megdoyle. Eliyea kill my seroni. Oshle rotsu lechale kolkach mishar shonim. So they said that Fakel, that all the matonis should be given normally. But the Seder should not be my serishin and my serishin. It should be my serishin and my seron. Perish Rashi. Now Rashi says, what is this Amin Omoyo? Vahainu Eretz Sichin Voig. Kedamrinem Bechulen. Amin Omoyo Avtiru Besichay. Kloima. Al Yedei Kibush Sichin Voig. Hutal Yisrael Ikovish. So Mamela, what? Sichin Voig was Kovish. So then it became already Sichin Voig. Eretz Sichin Voig. And then Klai is all able to be Kovish from Amin and Moiv. They were not able to be Kovish directly from them. So Al-Koponim, so Amin and Moiv means Eretz Sichin Voig, which is Ever Ayad. Ve'ikshe Rabbeinu Tam, Domrinem Beperik Mokim Shenoagu, Sholosh Arotzeis Lebiyo, there are three Chalokim, that there's different zmanim of bia legabi shviyis, Yehude ve'ever hayardein v'agolo. So it would seem that ever hayardein there's also dine shviyis. Ve'ever hayardein hayni eretz sichin v'oig. So how does this stem with Rashi? Rashi says that fakel that they weren't mekadosh ever hayardein, and the Gemara says klor that ever hayardein sholish arotzis lebiya. V'chein taima, that's the Bach skills, another kasha. The kdusha rishoina lekit shalosid love. The whole reason why eretz sichin v'oig is zayreya b'shviyis is because kdusha rishoina lekit shalosid love. That's the whole reason. That's why they weren't mekadosh the second time. And the first time, it's only was a kdusha l'shaitoi. In Cain, Tivshit Minei, Dil Rabbi Elezer, Leikitcher. So it comes out, the way Rashi learns Pshat Na'agamore, that Rabbi Elezer holds Kedusha Rishoinu Leikitcher Losid Lovo. Alome mi boilom per kamad megillah b'shvuiz,
My svirlei ikitcha loikitcha. The Gemara is a pilpul what Rabbi Eliezer holds. So according to Rashi, there's no mocking for a pilpul. It's ikhiyot loikitcha losid lovoi, because one is permitted to be zereya in eretz ichen voig, in there was zicha, there was a kedusha rishayne, the kibbush rishin was niskadish to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we see that the loikitcha losid lovoi. So Tosfos has two kashas. V'tiritz Rabbeinu tam, v'yesh lechalek, v'hoche ba'amen u'moyov, v'loi kovshu sichen v'oik, v'loi niskatshu klal b'kdushas ha'oretz. We're not speaking about what Rashi said. We're speaking, Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. Tosfos holds that verkehrt. We're speaking about Amen and Moyev. The chelik of Amen and Moyev that Sichen was Kovish. So that's Sichen. So that's not called Amen, the Moyev called Amen and Moyev. That's Eiver HaYarden. And that's called Eretz Sichen Voig. And that was Niskadish. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, Kedusha Rishayne, Kitchelosid Lova. You can't be Zeroya in Sichen Voig. We're talking about the halakim of Amen and Moiv that never were nichbash from Sichen Voig. V'loi niskadshu klal b'kdusha sa'oretz. They never were niskadish. V'oid metaretz t'loi kitsha eivah ha'yardein lak la'eretz Sichen mamish abo ma'ashe kovish me'avin loi niskadshu. Or else it could be speaking about Amen and Moiv that Sichin was Koivish, but Moshe Rabbeinu was never Koivish, these Mekoimis. So Bemis in the Bach is Moira, that the Rabbi Netam is for Emphat the first Kasha. He says, the first Kasha that Rabbi Netam brought a Gemorim Psochim, Sholesh Arotzeis Lebiyo, Eber Ayarden, there's a din Kedusha Shviyas, and here we see that Amen and Moiv, there's no Kedusha Shviyas, so that Kasha is not Shver at all, because we're not speaking about Amen and Moiv, we're speaking about Sichen, they're speaking about Sichen Voig, and then he was speaking about Amen and Moiv. The second Kasha, that here the Gemara seems to say, that the Gemara says, Matam, what is the reason? This Lechayre Ataisvus does not for Emphas, and this Taisvus for Emphas in other places, in Yevomis, in Megillah, but the Ataisvus did not for Emphas this Kasha. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tano Rabon. Eizehu shoite. We hear in the Mishnah that a shoite is potter from simche, from rie, potter mikola mitzvahs. Who falls into the category of a shoite? Eizehu shoite hayoitze yechidi balayla. A person who does dvorim shel shtus, he goes out at night without a reason. Balon bebeis akvores. Amakareya es ksusoi. Itma ravuna omar ad she yehu kulon bebas achas. Rab yechenen omar afilu ba'achas mehem. Now, let us explain two things. Number one, eze shoite hayoitze yechidi balaylo is a loshen hoive. Not he went out once at night. Ayoitze yechidi balayla means he goes out, he's rogel to go out. And let's say more bluntly, he goes out at least three times. Ayoitze yechidi balayla. Or, akareya, akareyas ksusai. These are all loshen hoivis, va'alon bebeis akvos. He's rogel to do these things, and the Beis Yosef HaChayshe Mishpat says, that means he did this at least three times. Now we have here Amachloikis, Itma, Ravuna Oma Achi, Kulom be Basachas means Basachas is Lavdavke. He has to do all three. That means, if a person was Lon be Beis Akvoris three times, he's not a Shaita.
He has to be Londe Beis Akvoris, Mekareya Es Ksusoi, and Yoytzi Yechidi. If he did all three things, then he's a Shaita. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Afilu Ba'achas Mehem. No, if he's alone three times in the Beis Akvoris, he's also a Shaita. Doesn't have to do all of them. These are Simone Shtus. Afilu Ba'achas Mehem. Chsam Seifer, the Chedush Chsam Seifer and Chagige, we bring down a Chivas Chsam Seifer, which is Mamish, Meir Eini Chachomim, he's Mevayer, our Sugya as follows. He says, we had over here a Cheresh and a Shoite. A Cheresh, Eini Shemeyer, Eini Medaber, is also part of Minah Mitzvahs. Now, he said, L'chayre, and it seems a shayt is worse than a cheresh. He says, a cheresh, we don't see he has to do crazy things. A cheresh is a ps. We don't see anything. It's called a lav bardas. And a shayt is ps. He does ps modne zachen. Dvorim shel shtus. How do we understand? Both of them are lav bardas. So he says, what is pshat? He says, Amoyre de Kebir. He says, a cheresh, the intellect of a cheresh, the seichel of a cheresh, the das of a cheresh, is weak. He doesn't have this X amount of das. Because he's a cheresh, he can hear and he can't speak. So because of that, his intellect is shvach. And that is, so he doesn't have to do meshugana things. He's a lav bar das. Lav bar das means that wherever you meet him, and all in yonim, he's a lav bar das. I mean, and that makes him, so he's potem in a mitzvah, he's potem in a onsh, he's a lav bar das. He brings a gemore das men yevomis, one tana held, that a cheresh, that's mekadesh an isha, is choshesh in likdushin. That means sometimes he's ups and downs. Choshesh in likdushin. That means a cheresh is, so there's like, he fluctuates. So could be, b'shas maise, he was a little, when he was mekadesh anisha, could be his das was a little better. So mele choshesh in likdushin. But the hagdore of a cheresh is, that the das, what a cheresh is, Chazal put him, that's called the lav bar das. He says, a shayte is speaking about, you speak with him, he's an ilui. You speak with him on any subject, he speaks some zach. In that nekude, he's fakert, he's much better than a cheresh. But he does meshugene zachen. So Chazal told us, if he's hurzik bedvorim shel shtus, he's also la bardas, even though we see, but here he has to do something bekum vasei. A cheresh doesn't have to do anything. The das of a cheresh is weak. So that's the cause. So he doesn't have das. The das of a shoyte is fakert. He's not called a bardas because he's hurzik to do dvorim shel shtus. That makes, he has to do pulas of shtus. That makes him a shoyte and that gives him a din of a la bardas. That's how the Chsam Seifa explains our sugi. But now we have here our machloikes. Is it good if he's marzik himself with one inyan of shtus? That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says three times he'll be lombe beis akvoros, he's a shayte. And Rav Huna says no, three times lombe beis akvoros, he's not a shayte. It's to be lombe beis akvoros, makarei ksusoi, yaitzi yichidi. The Batfachas is love, Bafkin. He has to do all three. He has to be husik for all three. So the Gemara says, Eichi Domi. What's the machlekes over here? Ida ovid lu derech shtus. If it was done, derech shtus, that means there's no legitimate reason why he's doing it. Afilu b'chodinami. So he was machzik himself as a shaita. That means three times he's yaitzi b'yachidi, and there's no legitimate reason why to do it. It's zicher adover shoshtu. So what's the svar of Rav Huna? Idlo yavu derech shtus. If there's a reason why he's doing it, afilu kulonami. So what's pshat Rav Huna? So he was But if there's a reason for everything, it's not shtus. So what's the svar of Rav Huna? Mami loy. So Moses loylam the kovid lo derech shtus. He does attack it. There's no reason for it. Alon be beis akvoris eima kedei shetashra olav ruach tu mehu de ka'ovid. That means there's not, that there's a suffix, we have a suffix now, there could be another reason why he's doing it. He wants to be mashra olav ruach tu me kedei, that he should be able to do kishif. So memeilim, so Rav Huna says, three times being alon be beis akvoris, I could say the reason of this is not shtus. It's a cheshbon. Vayoytzi yechidi balayla eimer gandrifas achte. We'll see in Rashi what this is. That he's doing this. Why is he going out in the middle of the night without legitimate reason? No, gandrifas achte. Rashi is one pshat, he got very hot. So he has to go out, he has to cool off. But also is not a shaita. But if he did all three, so then we say he's a shaita. What is pshat? There's a moiradike, Rabbi Chonon in Yevomis says, what is the gather of chazoke? The gather of chazoke is hamikrois einam masmidois. That something, coincidences don't occur, they don't occur frequently. So that means like this. Let's talk about a shoyer hamuit. A shoyer the first time he shtoises, doesn't mean that he's not a tam. Today he woke up in a bad mood and he shtoys, but could be becheskas shmirekaim, he's not. A second time, also could be. Three times consistently, I don't say there are three different mikras here, it's because in the morning he was woken up early, here there was a very hot day, and here, I don't say that. I say hamikras, I don't attribute the cause of three different pulis for three different reasons, I say there's one reason for all three. Now, asher that's nogach, asher chamer v'gomu. So if he'd only be negeach asher, let's say he was negeach three shvorim. So I say, he rubs, his personality rubs with shvorim, they don't agree. So memela, so that's why he's a mood le shvorim. Gemalim? Could be they're the best of friends. So he'll be negeach agomu after three times being negeach asher. He's a tam, he's b'ches kashim, you don't have to be worried that gemalim will irritate him. But if he was negeach, asher, chamer, v'gomol, I say there was a common cause for all these three actions, all these three instances. This person, whatever mean he sees, it's not sher, it's not chamer, it's not gomol, every mean that he sees irritates him, every mean that he sees is going to start up with him, he's a mu'ad lakel. So that is the svar of Rav Huna. Rav Huna held that if by any one of these three things, one can attribute he's a lomba beis akvoris. He could be there 10 times in the beis akvoris. That doesn't mean he's a shaita. It could very well be there's another reason he wants to be mashra ruach tuman himself. But if he did all these three modna things, and then we should say, this is because of this. No, we say that there's a common reason for all three things. That's together of chazoke. I say, and these three things are modna things. I say he is a shaita. And Rav Huna knows not like that. Rav Yechanan knows not like that. Rav Yechanan knows that I don't attribute it to these inyonim. Some of these inyonim are very not shchiyah. So if someone is a lomba beis akvoris three times, he's a shaita. That's the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan. That is the machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Huna. Omar Rav Pope Ishmielay Rav Huna Hodesanye, if Rav Huna would have heard Hodesanye Eze Shaita Ze Ulenta Baraisa Zama Abit Koma Shenoisnim Loy Avahodabay. He says the Baraisa says from one pu'ula of Ibit Koma Shenoisnim Loy is a Shaita, so that's close. You don't attribute it to other things, and you say that that's a simon shtus. Iboilu ki avahode bei mimekerei eksuse yud avahode bei didom yiloho, eidilme mikula avahode teiku. What do you mean it would have been chayza? The braisa seems that you don't need three distinct pulas, that's for sure. But what would Rav Huna hold? That mekerei eksuse, that is a simon of shtus, or he would have been made already in ganzen to Rabbi Yochanan. Let us see Rashi. Ezeu shaita homo b'chol mokim shepot min ha-mitzviz v'min ha-oinish v'en kinyoni kinyi v'em em kori memka v'alom be-beis ha-kvoreis b'alaylom v'oylom t'kovid lu derech shtus v'lohochi lehem arzakinu lehi b'chode v'ayoyitzi yechide b'layla eim g'nadrifes ochde ani shemati choyli v'oiches mitoir daige v'li nire sh'nischamim gufe v'yoyitzi lemokim ha-avir שתש רוב רוח תומר, רוח שדים, שיסייעו לי ישמחשי, כמו שנוג ארשך המי וגומו, לבו בקם, דנס עמוד לקהל, למרינן עד שיהיה מועד בשלושה, בכל מין ומין. You don't have to be, every mean he has to do three times. תהויל בו הוא עד שלושה נגיחוי סוב בשלושה מינים, אין זה מקפיד על מין אחר, as I say, the faker, that's not the minim, he's not irritated only by one mean. Afkan, leibo, shloishim, dvorim, leyode, bebasaches, he did all these three things. Elokulon, mishum, shtus is a common reason why it was done, because he's a shaita. Ishmile, hodis, anya, demashme, bedover, echon, marzik, and oise, bishaita, ava, hodabe. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, derech shtus, afilu, echad nami. That was the Gemara's kasha. That is only a shaita legabi this thing. What's the Gemara's kasha on? And Rav Huna. The Gemara said if he did it derech shtus, so he should be a shaita. So Taisvah says, yeah, but he's a shaita only for this thing. But for other things, he's not a shaita. So in order to be a shaita for everything, you have to do three different things of shtus. Like by Sher Hamer Vegomu. So Taisvah answers, it's no tzushtel. The Leidomi. The hoche kiven shu shayte ba'achas, vada yesh lachzike becheska shayte l'chol dovo. That means like this, if I know by doing dvorim shel shtus he becomes a shayte, you don't have to be a shayte for this and for this. If you're a shayte, you're a shayte, period. That means by doing one dovo shel shtus, you're a shayte, not a psapalginon. That means by a shayr, you could be a shayr mu'ed for this mean. Mu'ud l'shvorim is not a mu'ud for chamoirim. That means these meanim irritate him, so he's wild for them. And others meanim is b'cheska shimu. But a shayt, if he's a shayt, he's a shayt, period. So memele, so that's why, that's the most cautious. So he did it derech shtus three times, being long b'beis ha-kvoros. He's a shayt, really. What's the svara of Rav Huna? Birshami perkama de trumis, Oimer Simone Shaita Ayaitse Balailo Valon Bebesakforis Pamakere Ksusoi Pamaabed Umaabed Mashenoistamloi. There it says four simonim of a shaita. Oma Rabhune Bohu Shiye Kulon Boy. So Lochere the Shalmi is Chaylik. Like Anagamo says according to Rav Huna three is enough. Here he says you need four. The loy came. That means if not, if he didn't have all four, Oymani ayoytzi balaylo yechidi eime gandrifis ochde. Falom bebeis akvoris, so then is makdil eshedim, makrei eksusay eime balmachshovis. Marad mashenoysnim loik of yukis. So memele, so that is hastis, so, the chsam seva behandled for, the chetan like agamore, you also need four. But al kaponim, they said, that means you'd be toile each one for a different reason. If he does all, then you see saka shait. Abyechna mafala achas mehem. Omar Rav Abin mistavren ki Rav Yoichanan, mistavren, ma, it's a little vagreist, but the Rishalmi says mistavren, the Rav Yoichanan that said one is enough, b'ma'abed mashna noisneloi. That this is a simen shaita. That means all the others could be Rabbi Yochanan is also moide to Rafuna. That's not a simen of shaita. Ma'abed mashen noisnim loy. Then Rabbi Yochanan holds that a simen of shaita. Rafuna shaita sheba shaita. Ma'abed mashen noisnim loy. Kivyukis ain boy achas mikolela. Person who is a kivyukis is a type of a machla. No, that doesn't bring down these simonim. Kivin davdino lekulo nase kemi shenogach dos. Umichad bishloisha zimni. But what if he did according to Ravune, three times longer base of Oslo is chazak to lean him back to come a rasha. Say me balo shobes, a inach. So memele doesn't become a shait according to Ravune. A dilme mikulo, mi amrinen. The kivin the Mekareya, the Kiva, the Mekareya, the Domi Lahai, Odebei, Gamle Inoch, the Choshib, the Mekareya, the Domi Lahai, Odebei, since by Mekareya was Odebei, Gamle Inoch, the Choshib, Adi Kareya, Odeboi. So that means, by Mekareya, that's called Mabed Mashen Noisneloi, the Gemara holds. So he was, that alone is a Simen Shaita, so within each one of them, maybe only from this he was Hodabay, but from the others he wasn't Hodabay.